Okay. Birds of a feather flock together. So you got to think, like, the feeling I have is like Mother Teresa would not share her confidence and her most holy thoughts with someone that like totally didn't get her level of awareness. Does that make sense? That's how it feels to me in terms of your level of awareness, especially in some other lifetimes. I mean, it was like you and God were just swimming together, kind of feeling. So your question is, or your thing is, any message that they have, and say your name again, please.
Carmen.
Yeah, you're like a keeper of the light. You're a keeper of the light. They are well pleased to extend good fortune to you in this lifetime. They feel like job well done, that you've had some lifetimes that were pretty tricky, they're saying. Pretty tricky. So you've got a lot of good karma. I've got to laugh because I know where you live. You've got a lot of good karma, do you? I'm going to laugh. So they just want to share that it's their delight to see you happy. It's to their delight to see you enjoy yourself. That you're going to do a lot of, I feel like, good deeds for humanity in this lifetime. You're being set up into the right spot in the right place in the right time kind of thing, so you can just do your thing and it will just magically happen. Like, you will just suddenly be sitting and the lights will turn on and it's like, oh, okay, and here's the circle of ascended masters and there you are kind of thing. Like, there's nothing you have to do. It's not your role to do. It'll just happen. You just have to do what you do and you'll suddenly be sitting in the right seat. That's how it feels to me. And you're just the keeper of very high energy. I feel like you helped Mother Teresa in other lifetimes when she wasn't Mother Teresa. So you helped her, and you did service work for her as she did whatever she did in her role. You were kind of like her backbone, like her confident kind of person. That's what it is. So again, you've got a lot of good karma, and it's to their delight to bless you. So receive. Are you comfortable with receiving?
Yes.
Okay. Get even more comfortable. You got a lot of good stuff coming down the line. They're like, they're not even done with you yet. And they thank you. They thank you. So funny. This one person's like, we praise her holy name. So I was like, really? I'm going to say that? Okay, so we praise your holy name. Yeah, you've really, you've gone above and beyond the call of duty in terms of courage and in terms of self-sacrifice. And you get to have fun and swim with the dolphins, even in the midst of chaos in terms of earth, land, mass changes and everything else. You will always be divinely protected, and you will always find yourself on the higher cliff with the animals in times of distress. And they thank you and honor you. And you don't need to worry about what to do in terms of creating things. Your job is just to hold the light, because it's your frequency that's needed, and that you just have to show up. It'll all be done for you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi.
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 I'd just like
welcome.
I'd like to know what they'd like to share with me today.
Okay.
I guess how I came to maybe be here at this time, and understanding myself and where I've come from greater.
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Stephen.
Are you okay, Carrie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, one moment. Is clear? One moment. All right, and say your name again, please.
Stephen.
Did you just say something?
Hmm?
Did you just say something?
No.
Mm-mm. Are you sure? Are you sure? Did you mumble? I just heard you say something. Oh my God. Oh my God, you really didn't.
I don't think so.
Oh, funny. I just heard you speak. Oh my God. Okay.
Telepathy.
I hope it was good.
Wow. You just said something about him. Oh my gosh. You didn't do it consciously. Wow. I know. Oh, that always happens with him.
Good.
It's all very good. What they're sharing is, we're going to get to you, Steve. Is it Steve or Steven?
I go by Steve.
You go by Steve, yeah, okay.
By Steven.
But you think of yourself as Steve, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So we're playing games, you and I, Mr. Fred, because we were both asked to open up to our fifth dimensional selves a bit more. And apparently we're having fifth dimensional conversations. They're saying throughout our day. And it's amazing we get anything done. And they're glad that I'm becoming more consciously aware of it. They're glad I'm becoming more consciously aware of it. You and I are learning how to, we're learning how to collapse time and use all of our senses. They're really supporting our evolvement and releasing the need for linear concepts. So they're supporting us and working on other dimensional levels and other fields of awareness to get us comfortable in operating from those levels on a more user-friendly manner, because we do it unconsciously, everybody does. But they want us to start expanding our repertoire so that we have access. They say it's just going to make things work better, so that we have access to those communications really on a more conscious level, which is why I heard you talk. Okay. Mm-hmm. Too bad I didn't hear the answer. I just heard you talk. And I'm like, are you talking? Crazy. Okay, so they're asking me not to label it as crazy, and they're asking me to cancel, clear, delete, and see it as appropriate, timely, useful.
Yes, of course, I understand. We only use that ego terminology.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's my linear mind saying that can't be. And they're saying, oh wait, it's going to get more interesting than that. Oh wait. That was wild. Okay. Steve. All right, say your name, please.
Steve.
And say it again.
Steve.
It's time to come out. It's time to come out of the closet, come out of hiding. Tell me about your gifts. You've got gifts, and they need to be used, exposed, implemented. You're ready. What do you feel?
A lot of energy towards my heart. From, I was able to connect to it very easily with animals. And then without ever meditating before, reached that with someone I was close to as well.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess I hold on to those connections more than I'd like to admit, maybe.
What do you mean you hold on?
They carry with me the thoughts of those I've been close to. But when I've moved on from those I've been close to, they're still lingering, sometimes to maybe to almost a detriment that I don't move to new things.
Okay. And in terms of your spiritual gifts and your power, it's that you can still communicate with those that you're no longer in relationship with, or just, can you explain?
I think they're still in an emotional connection.
It's an emotional connection.
I think. I don't.
Okay.
It's hard to decipher certain things, I guess.
Okay. But you connect with animals?
I did very easily with dogs.
Yeah. And then how do you connect with people? Explain that again with your words.
Through touch, generally.
Through touch.
Lots of energy can trigger thoughts, I guess, too.
Energy can trigger thoughts. Okay. And say your name again, please. I feel like you have extraordinary gifts and powers, and excuse me, There's somehow it's like your mind is interpreting it as a negative instead of a positive. So the question is how to let the cat out of the bag and make it more user friendly. So you're getting stuck with, are you like ruminating about past relationships? Is that what you mean?
Specifically one, yes.
Yeah.
I think that's stifling my own growth.
Okay. So what's hard about letting go?
I don't know. Whenever I think I finally move past it, there's something that...
Okay. Are you comfortable saying the first name of that person?
Sure. Julie.
Okay. And say your name again, please.
Steve.
Man, if you only knew. And what I mean by that is if you only knew, if you only understood your power, if you only understood how amazingly wonderful you are, and I mean that in complete sincerity. I mean, I just feel like you're extraordinary. I feel like you're extraordinary. So let me tune into this Julie and say her name again, please.
Julie.
There are going to be more Julies if you let go of Julie. I can promise you that. I mean, like, you're not even going to know how to choose because there are going to be so many to choose from. You got a heart of gold, and you have made substantial spiritual progress in your soul's evolution. Substantial. And I'm not kidding. I mean, I just mean that great of spiritual awareness. So that's why you've got the spiritual gifts floating around, because they've been earned. It's not just, oh, I have a little bit of psychic power. Isn't this fun? It's more of spiritual mastery is the reason you have your spiritual gifts. It's an extension of spiritual mastery. So I feel like for some reason you don't understand your true nature or your true worth or your true essence. And I just think you're cute and adorable. And I say that because even when I was coming around with the incense, like, I couldn't help saying that, and I'm thinking this guy's going to think I'm crazy, but it's like I can't help it because that's what your energy feels like to me. I mean, it just feels like you're good at tuning into dogs. It's like you are a dog in the sense, like, when you're around a dog, you just feel love and cuddly. You know, that's why I put up with 5 pair of shoes and all the, you know, now there's other stuff on my couch, my brand new couch, like, whatever, because he's cute and adorable and cuddly. It's like unconditional love, a couch. I think I'll pick unconditional love. So that's how I feel when I tune into your energy. I feel unconditional love. I really do. And I just met you. So the question is, why do you not have unconditional love for yourself? Because you emanate it and share it so easily. I mean, you just broadcast it. It's kind of like, oh, let me get around the unconditional love crystal over here. That's how it feels to me.
Well, I found that true in this lifetime, especially. Regardless of past lifetimes, it's been very true. It's been very easy for me to share myself, to give to others, to teach. I mean, I'm a teacher.
Uh-huh.
And yet, finding that time for myself.
So what do you need to teach yourself, teacher, is what they're saying?
I'm not sure. I mean, I need to have a...
They're saying you are sure. Take a holy moment. Take a holy moment. Take your time. What do you think you need to teach yourself?
I think I need to be content with who I am and share. Share my energy, my inner energy.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of feeling energy, try and learn to share energy.
All right, well, that gave me a clue right there. I feel like you take on energy. So part of what may be happening is you've been siphoning energy off others in the name of service, but now you think it's you, and it isn't you. So I feel like part of the reason, oh my God, it's a message for myself. Thank you, Spirit. I feel like part of the reason that you feel maybe bad about yourself or not as good about yourself is because, how do I say this? You're not really Steve. I mean, like, you get that, right? You're really an enlightened master, and someone labeled your consciousness Steve, and so now you think of yourself as Steve. And so what happens is you're really just playing with like a ball of energy. And so because of your love and compassion and because of your incredible spiritual mastery, you know how to alleviate the pain and suffering of others. So I don't know who it was, but someone in your field of awareness apparently was suffering or not feeling good about themselves or not having confidence about themselves. So in all your abilities, you're like, I know how to do this. I can take that from them. And you did. The problem is you're so good at doing it. When you weren't looking, it got attached to you. So now you think that's you. But it really isn't you, is the thing. So now it's time to release that which is not yours by karmic right. Does that make sense? So what they're asking you to do, and they want me to do this as well, is to be willing to release to the light any energies that have been taken in by you, past, present, future, in all dimensions of time. And they ask you to release that to the light and have it be transmuted to love.
Process or something that I can
do? Oh, I think you've made such a habit of this, it may take one, two, or three tries, but that's okay. You're going to get really good at it. You're going to get super good at it until you're going to own it the way Isis is going to own the message from her daughter, and then you're going to be free.
So then I'll be able to internalize messages without taking on those messages.
Then you're going to understand that your job is to share your light rather than be a vacuum of other people's darkness. And the lights just went off all around you as I said that. So your higher self got that. Okay. So, this will be on the, I'm so glad I took that time to make sure this is recorded. This is going to be the on the website. So what I'm going to, what they're asking you to do is to make sure you listen to that portion of it. And even maybe, you know, if I have a second, I'll transcribe it for you in words, because they really want you to have it as a reference, to continue to assimilate that into your consciousness on a deeper level. But know that you call this conversation to yourself. You call this meeting to yourself. You call this experience to yourself. And you call this healing to yourself. So they're saying, job well done.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here. Mm. Beautiful.
Happy to be
here. Mm-hmm. Hi, Adam.
Hello.
Hi.
Tell me what I need to know.
You're wonderful. I just tell it like it is. You need to hear that. You need to know that. You need to allow that to be the truth. You just need to allow that to be the truth. Part of what wears you out is just, you know, you've been through, I feel like you've been through so much, and you've been down on yourself for so long. It's almost like a habit. I feel like it's a habit. I feel like you say things to yourself or you think things to yourself. I don't even know if you question if you believe it or not. You're just so used to doing it. So in all sincerity, the more that you start accepting the truth of yourself, that you are wonderful, that you are a master, that you are of the light, that you are of love, the more that you will allow that to be your truth. And you will believe that to be the truth. So I feel like there are habits of mind and habits of consciousness, and it's just a habit, and a habit can be changed. So I'm going to go back to the original statement, you're wonderful.
Okay.
So they want to know if you can receive that.
Yeah, I think so.
Sure. Say your name again, please.
Otto.
Breathing. breathing. So what we were talking about this morning with the belly breath, the belly breathing. I feel like that will help you get in like more oxygen or something. And I feel like it will help you feel better. I feel like it will help you feel better. Excuse me. There's something else. One moment. Say your name one more time.
Otto.
There's something about the breathing. I've never really, no, I don't think that'll work. One moment. I'm trying to put into words what they're showing me. Sometimes, like, I go out and I sit on the grass, or I sit in nature, or wherever I sit, but it's in nature, and I just kind of commune with nature, and
grounding.
I don't know if it's grounding. It rejuvenates me. It rejuvenates me. So it's almost like a nature meditation. It rejuvenates me. And it's so weird because I remember months ago saying, go out there and talk to a tree or something. And it's so weird that they're bringing me back to that same message. I feel like there was another lifetime where, like, you worked, you did something like in the forest. You did something with nature, I mean, substantial, like a forest ranger or something where you were just surrounded by nature 24/7. And I feel like you have the ability to tap into it and get receive like reserves, like healing reserves, that you like you talk to, like not talk to the animals, you talk to the forest, like it was like your friend kind of thing. See, and look at your shirt, how funny is that? I feel like you have the ability to do that you can tap into that gift again and use it to help with your energy and with your, I feel like just being more awake, feeling more awake, more alive, more vibrant. So I'll just leave you with that as well.
So.
Look at the offensive look, I'm sorry. Yes?
Well, you know, been doing the nature thing. Like there's a couple of things that they built near in a mile of my place that I've been visiting.
And awesome.
It's like a little Everglades out there.
Awesome.
Something K, Green K is one of them.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel better after?
Wacolohuchi. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So I got this new gig that I'm doing, and I'm just wondering, how am I going to survive doing this? I mean, I've only been doing it for like 3 days, and I'm kind of a little wiped out.
Okay.
In physically and mentally.
Right. So you have all the other, remember all the other tools that they gave us? Okay, so you have that already. So you have all those good resources as well. But even using those resources, when you tune in, you still feel a little like, can I pull this off? Is it 8 hours a day? How many hours?
As many as I want.
As many as you want. And you get paid per hour?
Per sheet. Per.
How many signatures?
Petition. Yeah, per signature.
Okay. And say your name again, please.
Otto.
And say it one more time.
Otto.
Play with the spiritual realm to create the results that you would like to have. So instead of it being like a linear game where I don't know if you're standing on a street corner where you are, but I hope they stop. I hope they'll listen to me. I hope they'll be willing to sign it. see it more from a spiritual standpoint of, you know, when groups get together, like when there are hurricane warnings in Florida, groups will get together and consciously see the hurricane going out to sea, and we can do that. Like we've done that. So that you can connect with spiritual, you can connect with the higher self of everyone in Florida, and see yourself in alignment with getting that legislation passed and having it serve the greater community, and seeing yourself as being like a tool or an instrument through which the light can be blessed on humanity. Anything where you're serving like the higher forces, where you're serving the truth, where you're serving the light. I really feel like what's burning you out is playing it from the lower level, playing it from the linear level. So it's sort of like when you have enthusiasm for something, in theos of God, when you have passion for something, when you are doing it in the name of service. Like if I was doing this, like, you know, okay, I agree to do two groups a day, but you know, I'm getting tired, and how much longer is this gonna go on? I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna fall over my seat. But if I see this as, this is my consciousness, this is all of our consciousness, and we're pulling our resources together to help evolve the planet, and end the illusion of pain and suffering for all of humanity, well, I'll burn the midnight oil. I'll stay here till 11 o'clock at night, and I'll still have energy because I'm so passionate about that. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. So that's, I feel like that will make a huge difference, and it can turn this around 180 degrees. You got to be passionate. I mean, like Lewis was trying to get a petition to save pigs one time. He was at a concert. He was supposed to play at the concert, but he got off the stage because he saw the petition. He believes in it, so he likes pigs. Anyway, the man would have stayed there till 3 o'clock in the morning getting people. I mean, people were not going to get to leave until they signed his petition because he cared so much about those pigs. Get the passion, and not only will you have a greater turn percentage in terms of how much time it takes you, but you'll have more fun doing it. You got to really believe in it and make it passionate. And if you don't, find a job you can get for a cause that you really do believe in. And that'll make it easier and more fun for you.
Okay.
Like, get channeling in the school system. Oh, I'll stay up all night to do that. You're not, that's crazy. Council cleared to leave. But the point is, find something that you really believe in.
That's the key.
And if it's not, find reason. If you want to keep this job, you probably do believe in it, but find reasons why you really, really believe in it. And see the domino effect for it too. So not only is it for Florida, but because if there are enough states, it's gonna be nationwide. And then if that passes, then this can pass, and then that can pass. And you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So every little drop of water makes a difference.
Okay.
See, I feel more awake now, even just saying all that. All right.
And
thank you.
Uh-huh. One of the key words, the passion, because mm-hmm. We all have passion, and mine is one of them is adventure travel, of course.
Okay.
And but I like to do good things at the same time, and so because I'm passionate, I don't know that I'm tired until today. That's when I'm totally wiped out. I got back last night from Playa del Carmen after I just went for 4 days, and I met a lot of fascinating people, of course, like I usually do when I travel, and all for a reason, a very specific reason. And when I got into the hotel in Playa del Carmen, the lady at the desk, I saw her name tag, Abigail, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. And I realized, oh, that's right. I said, you used to work at whatever hotel? No. I'm like, oh, that's right, I don't know her, you know. Uh-huh. And so many people, like, oh, I know this person. I've never met them before. So Friday evening, today's Sunday, right? Yeah, Friday night, I'm walking down Fifth Avenue in Playa del Carmen, and there's just hordes of people because there's no cars. It's a shopping malecon about a mile long of restaurants, cutting edge shops, of international fashion show, and So I'm an extremist. I'll get the dollar burger off the McDonald's menu here, or have be extravagant in a high-end place like Playa del Carmen. So from one end to the other. And so as I'm walking down the avenue on Friday evening, there are hordes of people, and I felt an attraction to go a certain direction, and I thought, you know, what's up with this? There's just a lot of energy that all of a sudden receptive. I thought, well, maybe it's the 5,000 people. And I get a couple blocks down to the direction I'm being magnetized towards, and there's an art show on a side street. I thought, well, let me look at some of the art. And then I realized, I looked down, being taller, I could see over a couple hundred people. And here's this little guy, about 28 years old, just, I picked him out in the crowd, and he's just looking at me like, I can't wait for you to get here. And I'm like, I've never seen any of these people a day in my life, right? I get down there, and he's got this display of photos that he's taken. He's from Uruguay and Montevideo. He went through the Amazon taking photos over through Bolivia and up into the Andes to Peru, and made his way up to Playa del Carmen, where he sells photos to the tourists, specifically photos with high energy or very spiritual places, Lake Titicaca, all kinds of spiritual places. And so he was in quite a few villages in Peru, and well, all through, and he was on the Inca Trail and met quite a few people. And so after an hour of visiting with Gaston, he says, you know, Fred, I want you to have this. I said, I'll buy it. No, I'm not letting you buy anything. This is a gift, and because this is so appropriate, that he wasn't able to communicate verbally with this man, but he did communicate telepathically with this Incan grandpa Abuelo, and I'll show it to everybody rather than pass it, because I want to maintain it. And so he communicated telepathically with this Incan grandpa in a small Peruvian village where they were building a new swinging bridge up in the Andes over a valley that and so he met this man on the road. They didn't say a word, not a word verbally, but they visited for 10 or 15 minutes, and Gaston and Abuelo communicated very well. And it was, so Gaston wanted me to have this because he feels there's so much meaning, and I have a personal connection with the Inca and the Bolivian, Peruvian. And so my question is, are the masters able to tell me anything about this old man, Peruvian grandpa, in a small village in the Andes? Or is this something that, well, I'll just leave my question at that. Is there anything that can be brought to connect me or my friend that I met that took this photo that...
Excuse me, it's not you. My cat woke me up at 3:30 because Lewis was out being a rock star, so I'm just tired. Okay, so say your first name, please.
Fred.
And say it again, please.
Fred.
Well, I see the gentleman as female. I don't see him as male. I feel like he's like a grandmother. When the guy communicated with him, did he change form? Or he just communicated in words, like social communication?
No words, just telepathically. They visited for...
Okay, I'm assuming.
A short while.
Yeah, he's so female, it's not even funny.
I thought the same thing when he gave me the picture.
Who are you? Fred, say your name again, please.
Fred.
know who she is. She's female, and she's like a healer grandmother. When I say grandmother, I don't just mean like, they keep telling me grandmother. One moment. Grandmother. They keep saying grandmother, but they say grandmother means something. Like, it's not just, oh, it's a grandmother. It's a those eyes say it all. Look at that wisdom in the eyes. This is what he reminds me of. And I don't really have the details of this, but this is what it feels like energetically.
Sure.
So Lynn Andrews is a shaman woman person. You can look her up on the internet. And she's part of like a global tribe of women that are holding ancient teachings, ancient energies for the planet until like divine feminine comes and anchors in the energy. So I feel like in another lifetime, but I don't know how that works. Like, if you're that in one lifetime, wouldn't you always be the keeper of that energy in each lifetime? I have no idea how that works. But the lifetime that I'm feeling is when he was someone like that. He was female, and he was someone like that in terms of holding like the keys or the energies or something like that. But it's something like, in Lynn's case, she calls it, what'd she call it? Tribe, sisterhood or the sisterhood or something. So he has been a she, and she has done things like that for humanity. At least in this lifetime that I see. I don't know what's going on in this lifetime. But clearly, that is a awake soul.
I think that I don't know how to explain or even describe, but it was right along the lines of when you said grandmother, and it's the grandmother aspect being more of a grandmother holding the energy of the village, or which, you know, we pass down our individual energy. Where this grandmother or grandfather passes down the energy of many, many.
Okay, so
that's just what I felt about it, and but, so I don't know how to describe it, but kind of on the same pages.
I'm going to share this. Let's just make this more interesting, because what they're telling me is the way Lynn got attracted to her tribe or group of ladies, is she went after like a piece of artwork. That then led her to this whole big thing. So I feel like, I feel like they're trying to teach you something through this. Say your name again, please.
Fred.
I feel like you're being woken up. You're being woken up. I'd love to know what you said to me. Like, did it have to do with Steve? Did it have to do with him? I don't know. But I heard Steve. You audibly, like I'm talking.
Steve.
It was about Steve? Okay. What'd you say?
All good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So
I was 8 years old or 9 years old, I said, Mom, where's Peru? But I don't know. Where you learn about that in school? No. How do you know? I don't know.
I feel like
someday.
It's
some type of,
all right, so let's get back to you. So Lynn, who got led to her whole tribe, it all happened because she was like an art dealer and she saw this object she had to have and she like traced it down and that led her to this whole thing. So I feel like it's the same things. It's kind of like that's kind of like your keys to the kingdom. It's waking you up to something about your lineage, your history, your pathway. It's got something to do with waking you up.
The ayahuasca king.
Spirit's trying to wake you up. All right, say your name one more time, please.
Fred.
Okay. You've got more powers in this lifetime than you've demonstrated. And for some reason, they're saying you're coy about it. You're being coy about it.
Soul protection, I don't know.
You're being coy about it. They're saying unleash it all, like no harm will come to you. No harm will come to you. You're a bringer of truth, you're a giver of truth, you're a bestower of many gifts. They're saying it's someone else got the same message, let the cat out of the bag. You have got more to share than you have let on.
I'm in that process of accelerating that. It's gonna take me a while to dematerialize, if you will, my personal.
Okay. What they're sharing is I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah. What they're sharing is it'll only take you a while if you want it to take it a while. So
yeah,
let me give you an example.
Already, I don't have much
okay,
time
so
left.
Here's my example. Yeah, I know the feeling. So anyway, so here's my example. I will move forward and start channeling John again after every box is unpacked, after every dishcloth is purchased. Then I will start channeling John Lennon again. And not until then, because I must be totally unpacked and clean, and everything from the tile must be, do you see? I'm just stalling. I mean, who am I kidding? Do you understand? You don't need to sell every last piece of property to start expanding your spiritual gifts, your spiritual repertoire, they're saying. You know how to do more than you're letting on. And it's time, my friend, it's time.
It's begun, and this is all, it's all one.
So wait a minute, there's one last message. You're needed. As much of a blessing as you are with all these, you go to countries and you bless them with houses and everything else, you're able to bless them with spiritual wisdom that you're not passing on because you're not admitting that you know it.
Interesting that the guy that took this picture from Montevideo, Uruguay, and up into...
He knows you. She knows you.
Met the guy that took the picture, met my quadriplegic friend from Guatemala City. And if you know,
yeah, I know. Okay.
So how that came about? Okay.
So when he was a she,
right?
She knew you. You knew her.
Really? Confirm that. On that note, let's.
I honestly.
There's nothing else.
I don't know if you knew. I will say this though.
Wonderful.
I don't know if you knew her on the linear level. So in other words, I don't know if you were both incarnated at the same time.
I'm there.
But
they're
trying to wake
totally
you up.
Totally there. Okay, I got the connection, which hasn't even been spoken.
Yeah.
On that note, we're gonna go back to Carrie.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
Do a lead in first before we go back to Carrie.
I'm sorry.
I'd like to lead something in before you speak and bring.
Take a chocolate.
Thank you.
That was a great time.
Yeah, that was a great time.
I need it.
It's my understanding that the masters also work with a group of 4,000 doctors from obviously another place. And they're channeled through one of their channels is Cristobal Brillo, who is Brazilian, and he's in West Palm once a month. He does free healing for people that are. He uses a crystal, and you get like 20 seconds, not a word. You're going to talk to him. He's just anyway. It's I don't even want to go there, and it's not necessary. The point is it's my understanding that the Ascended Masters also acknowledge and support this group of 4,000 doctors.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you if you don't mind, just from a time standpoint. Because what they're sharing with me to share with you is this is what we're talking about. It's time to step out of the role of, I mean, how do I say this? I'm just going to say this.
Sure.
Money's great. I mean, Lord knows everyone needs money. But as much as people need money, they need spiritual wisdom. And you have the ability to open up your spiritual valise and start sharing spiritual guidance, and that you're not doing it in a way that you could. And they're saying this is their point, that you have the ability to expand your teachings, your wisdom, your resources.
To merge with this?
I don't know.
Group,
I don't know, but it's time to open up.
Open up.
More of you. I'll just say that. Okay. You're so welcome. They really think it's time. They just really think it's time.
I'm ready.
Okay. And Ms. Carrie. Hi. Okay, so I didn't want to interrupt the message that you wanted to give Carrie.
Well, just the message was that my linear and spiritual understanding of this group of 4,000 that are voluntarily assigned by the Council of Light to assist.
So you think the Masters may be able to help?
And the Masters anyway, I wanted to see if maybe the Masters acknowledge that connection in assistance. They've been in conference. I'm familiar with the conferences that are held, and you were also there in abeyance. But you don't hear all of what they're talking about in conference because it's anyway.
Okay.
But they're all together. It's all together. There's an hierarchy, and I believe that department is totally to your benefit.
I've been asking for that because Joseph had mentioned that. I pray for it every day. So if I'm not making my prayers clear, or it's part of a disconnection of getting my information upstairs, I'm not sure. So I appreciate that.
You can directly connect with those 4,000.
I think part of the issue is because, like I said, these blockages with the left eye that goes into direct connection with source.
Right.
I think that I'm having an issue connecting. I believe.
Well, disbelieve that.
Disbelieve
it. Just put that aside and maybe tomorrow look at, or later,
well,
look at those, that group of power that has us down to a science of every string.
So before I totally lose my connection, let me just tune in to Carrie and see if they have any last words of wisdom. Give me one quick second, Carrie, I'm sorry. All right, and Carrie, and say your first name, please. Say it one more time.
Carrie.
I don't have no idea. I don't have the details like you have. I don't know if it's 4,000 doctors. I don't know who it is, to be honest. But what I do know is they're trying to, I see like your whole energy field or whatever, and I see all these balloons tied to them all. So they're trying to lift it up. I don't know. One moment, Carrie. With your permission, I'm going to contact a couple of people, if that's okay.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it.
To see if, and the reason I'm contacting them is because what they're telling me, I feel like it's with your permission, I'm going to contact two people. And the reason is because, I communicate with a Tibetan master that crossed over, who I was blessed to be in contact with when he was still in incarnation. But he says, body, no difference. Anyway, he's reminding me that, you know, we're getting tripped up on these outside forces, so to speak, and that even though that feels very real when you're in a physical body, in truth, that it's really all mind, that it's all mind. So he's given me a clue that I really have never thought about before, in the sense that if we can heal mind, that it's really all mind, you know, even like all these systems, this, then that, and everything else. So he's looking at the true nature of, one moment. He feels that you have the ability to kick the habit of mind and alleviate the I feel like there's almost like this, I don't want to say a crystal implant, but there's like a crystal something that's, he says that to his mind. He says that to his mind. He said when he was hearing incarnation, you know, they would do these visualizations, and you got to visualize this and that and that and this. And he says, you're just giving the mind something to do. You know, it's all mind. All right, so let me make some inquiries on your behalf, if that's okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for your patience today. I know I'm a little tired. Okay, one moment. Indeed, great progress has been made, substantial progress, in fact. What you are doing as a whole is becoming more whole. Do you understand? You are releasing the need to believe in fragmentation. The belief that part of me is here and part of me is there. In fact, you are all whole. Your dear friend and loved one, Carrie, is whole. She has simply forgotten. But with a little bit of hardware, some tape, and some loving prayers, even that can be reestablished. You see, this is what you are all learning, how to remember the whole, how to remember the oneness. In truth, you are all one. We are one. We are one together. Until next time, namaste.